Hello, and welcome to another episode of Beyond the Bookshelves, a Scott County Public Library podcast. I'm Lucy.
And I'm Mignon.
And this week we are talking about the Friends of the Library, and we have two of them with us right now.
Long-time friends.
Yeah, that's right. So we have Kathy and Mary with us.
Yes. Hello.
Thank you all for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Glad to.
We do a different segment of the library every episode, and we've covered most of our desks, most of our departments, and then we realized we got to talk to the friends.
And what a huge part of Scott County Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
Really thank is. You.
So we'll jump right in. If you just want to tell us about the Friends of the Library and what they do for the library.
Okay, well, the Friends have been in existence since about 1974. And they basically support the staff with different reading programs that go on through the year. We help with the staff appreciation when they have their awards for the years of service awards that we give, you know, we pay for those. We provide lunch during National Library Week. All those kinds of things, mm-hmm. We just celebrate with books for different organizations, and this has been ongoing since 1974. So it's almost 50 years this year, isn't
it?
Yes,
it
is.
Wow.
Yes,
it is. Unbelievable, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is amazing.
Yeah, we need to do something about that.
Yeah. We need to celebrate.
No, yeah, it'd be a celebration for you guys.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, riding off coattail of that, so Mary, how long have you been involved, yourself personally?
I've been involved about 10 years.
10 years. Mm-hmm. How about yourself?
Probably about 4 or 5. I didn't move to Georgetown until 2018.
Okay.
And so I became involved after that. Yeah. So.
So, you know, I'm sure a lot of the patrons would like to know. So what made you get involved?
I've always loved the library. When I lived in other cities, I'd always find the library so I could take my kids for story time. And just, when I was a kid, I remember going to the library myself, being able to walk to the library, check out books, look at things. When I was in high school, I volunteered in the school library, learned how to cover books, learned how to get them read, put the stamp in a certain page and all that kind of stuff. So library's been in my life since the day I was born, I have a feeling.
And for me, it's like Mary says, it was part of my life. Sunday, we had Sunday dinner, clean the kitchen, and then my mom would say, "Okay, you two kids in the car," and off we'd go to the library. And she was very serious and said, "Okay, minimum 5 books, maximum 10, but you have to read them this week."
Oh, okay.
And so I started young, probably about 7. And then when I was in college, I worked in our college bookstore. So, I have always loved to read. It's always been a passion. I have more books at my house than I can get read. So, but even if it's just putting them on a shelf,
yeah.
I like that too.
It just speaks volumes that if you were introduced at a young age,
yes,
you become a lifelong.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes,
and a lifelong learner.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Because I really think that if you start young and you get involved, then you always have a passion to learn more. So.
And no matter what you're reading, whether it's historical, history, biographies, romance, mystery, mm-hmm. you can learn something every time you read a book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what it is, but you're learning something.
Yes.
Even if it's a new word. Just one new word out of that whole book, right. You've learned something.
Mm-hmm. We're never too old to learn.
That's right.
For sure. No. How many friends are active right now?
63.
That is a lot higher than I thought it was
going to
be.
Is that the most we've
that's,
ever
had? I think we've had a few higher than that, but for the most part, we stay even about between 50 and 65, something like that. So
I didn't realize it was that.
That's awesome.
I think it's because we never see all of you at one time.
No, right. I mean, a lot of them are strictly supporting the friends mm-hmm. with
That's
their
awesome.
Dues.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily do anything or aren't active with the group, but the fact that they support us mm-hmm. in our support of the library. A lot of them help with the book sales.
Mm-hmm.
They help with, you know, by donating stuff for our auction. That kind of awesome. Stuff. So,
right.
Speaking of both of those things, let's talk about the fundraising efforts of the Friends, because
okay.
there seems to be always something on the horizon. So let's talk.
Well,
about
the biggest one is our book sales twice a year, and then of course the bookstore is open whenever the library is open, mm-hmm. whether there's a volunteer in there or not. We have our silent auction at the holiday times.
Yep.
This year we actually raised over $5,000 with our silent auction.
That's incredible.
It was.
Wow. It was such a huge.
And I mean, we average between $500 and $600 a month with our bookstore
that's
alone.
Incredible.
Even though, you know, like I could be there one day and make a dollar.
Right.
But we're still averaging about $500 or $600
that's
a month.
Awesome.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that's how we raise our money.
Yeah.
We don't do anything else.
That's incredible.
So speaking a little bit about the book sale, I mean, this is a bargain, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
You come in, and you can get, like, two children's books for, like, 25 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And, what, hardcover for, like, 50 cents or a dollar or something like that. I mean, you go to a bookstore to purchase some of these books, you're literally paying over $20-$30 for these
right
books.
Exactly. Yes. Even going to half price books in Lexington, you're still going to pay half the listed price on the book. So if it's a $7 book, you're still going to pay $3.50.
Mm-hmm.
We sell them for a dollar.
Yeah.
The paperbacks, they're right in without the book sale. Paperbacks are a dollar, hardbacks are $2. If it's nonfiction, it's a dollar. Children's books are a quarter. Children's, tweens, and young adults are all a quarter.
And I still don't think people fully understand the discounts that they are there.
Oh,
no,
we don't.
And where they go and buy these books at full price. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it really is.
Even the filling up the book bag at
the
book
sale.
Yeah.
I mean, this is our book sale coming up in April. You're going to be able to fill the book bag for $3. As much as you can possibly, you know,
awesome.
If you bring one of our bags, I think we're doing it with any bag they bring in this time.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be $3, not just our book bag, right?
And we have people that bring in boxes and fill them up. So yes,
that's incredible.
Yeah, it's a big sale, and the friends get to come in an hour early.
Yes.
If you're a member of the Friends.
We make a point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And pick the best ones out of.
That's right.
That's part of being
part
a member, right?
That's
right.
Being an associate,
right.
You need to join.
That's
you're talking about significant savings here.
That's right.
The question here is, how can people get involved with Friends?
They can, there's a application in the bookstore that they can fill out, pay their $10 dues. There are applications at circulation desk. They can go online to the library's website, scroll down to Friends, and the application is in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $10 for an individual and $15 for the family for the year.
Awesome.
And you pay it every year.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you can't beat that.
And then they'll put you to work.
Well, I'm sure if they have a question, they can come and talk to any of the members.
Right,
yes.
And there is an email on the
there's a
Friends email on the library's website. If you scroll down to the Friends, they can communicate through email.
Awesome.
and we'll answer their questions.
Yeah. So the last question that I have, you guys offer a scholarship, which I think is really fantastic.
We offer two.
We sure do.
You offer two?
Yes.
Oh, man, I'm mistaken.
Yeah.
Well, even better.
Yes.
So why don't you guys tell us about both of those scholarships?
Go ahead, Kathy. We have... one is called the Joe Manfredo Scholarship, and it is for students in Scott County. And it's, we'd like for it to be for people who want to be librarians.
Awesome.
There's not really an undergraduate program, so it usually goes to a graduate student.
Sure.
But if we don't have a graduate student who is trying to go to school at that particular time, then we offer it to someone who wants to be an elementary teacher, someone who's going into media, communications,
information
technology.
Awesome.
And then the other one, it's also for the same group, and but if we have two people, like last year, we had one graduate student who wanted to go into library science and one who wanted to be an elementary teacher. So we gave the graduate student the Joe Manfredo Scholarship, and we gave the other student the Friends of the Library.
Awesome.
And we've already had two very excellent applicants this year.
That's good.
So
that's awesome.
We're very proud of the two people that applied.
Yeah, you should be.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about the money-wise, the scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
What is the amount?
It's $1,000, $500 for the first semester and $500 for the second semester. They have to maintain a 2.8 to 3.0 cumulative GPA. And they have to show us their transcript in January for the first semester, and then they get the other $500.
Awesome.
I mean, that's $1,000.
$1,000 a year.
That most of our community don't even know about.
Right. Yeah.
That is true. And the other thing is they can apply the next year. It's not just a one-time deal.
Oh, wow.
So
if
they're
fantastic.
Going to a four-year institution, they can apply 4 years.
But they have to reapply.
They have to reapply
and
keep their GPA up.
It's like any other scholarship that is required to do the same.
Exactly.
That's, right.
That's really great of you guys. Mm-hmm. That those scholarships made the world of difference for me whenever I was in school. I mean, sometimes you see a tuition bill and you're like, wow, that's a big number. And it's like,
I know.
Any little bit that goes towards it is really fantastic. It does make the world of difference.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I still can't get over, you know, like when we were in high school, on that senior day when they call out these students win these scholarships.
Yep.
But I've never heard of library giving scholarships.
Yeah.
Well, this year, the student that, the high school student that won it, we will be present,
and
we will. This year, for the first time,
we will. Why this shouldn't have happened. So
never thought about it, I guess. But
I should have spoken.
Well, that's right. So
I
called the counselor last week. She said, oh, it's on this day at this time. Please come.
Nice.
And that is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
That will give some presence.
And it'll let the parents know that it's available.
That's
right.
Available.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't know how many of them go to the counselor, because the counselors all have a book that tells them what all the scholarships are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we send our applications to the different high schools and the college. And unless they go to the counselor, they don't know about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited about that, because I often said nobody, it's like anything else that library offers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's unbelievable how much people really don't know about this particular library. And I know when we had the Holocaust exhibit, or when you all had the Holocaust exhibit, they were like, the Scott County Library's doing that? And I said, yes, right. They got chosen. So
yes.
Quite an accomplishment for them.
Oh, yes. Yeah, most definitely. Their support during the Holocaust exhibit, really, you all saved our lives.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I have one more question. So, especially if you've been working there for many years, what is the biggest challenge that you face as a friend of the library?
Keeping it interesting, keeping it new, getting new ideas, trying to encourage people to come to the bookstore. We don't have a problem with them coming to the book sales, but just getting them to come to the bookstore and know that we're there.
Right.
A lot of libraries don't have a dedicated bookstore in their library. We're fortunate that our library has given us the space to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, just trying to keep it new and different ways to attract people to come and help us,
yeah,
be part of us.
Mm-hmm.
Something to know is Friends of the Bookstore or Friends of the Library is 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
So that
it's a charitable organization.
Yeah, so it is a somewhat of a separate entity of the library.
Exactly.
And I think sometimes people don't understand that it is a separate.
Yeah, we are not staff affiliated with the library. We're in the library, but we're separate. We are our own entity.
That's correct.
And we are a charitable entity.
Yeah.
So that everything they give to us, if they give us a donation of whatever, it can, if they want a receipt for that, we can provide that to them.
Yeah.
And they can, if they're donating money, then we could definitely give them a receipt. The books have to go to the library first before they come to us. But if they want a donation for receipt for donating to the Friends, we can do that.
Yeah. And I think that's an important message to get out there.
Exactly.
So that they know that.
Yeah.
That's something else, since we're talking about fundraising. We have become part of the Kroger Community Rewards program.
Awesome.
And people just have to sign up, and then a percentage of whatever they spend at the grocery store every day comes to the Friends.
Yeah.
Every
I think
month.
A lot of
fantastic.
Organizations are taking
yeah.
advantage of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's free money.
Yes, it
absolutely.
Is.
We don't have, I don't have to donate money. I just have to go spend money.
Right. That's awesome.
You have to spend
money.
I have
that's
to.
Right. You're
going
anyway.
Absolutely.
So it is another avenue for fundraising mm-hmm. for us. I forgot about that earlier.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well,
just like all of you are fantastic. Your help is really appreciated.
Well, thank
every
you.
Single
thank
person
you.
At
thank
this
you.
Library.
It is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, anything that helps the staff ultimately goes back mm-hmm. to the patrons.
Right.
Well, you have such a great staff.
Why, thank you.
They're very supportive of us.
They are, and they are so wonderful to all the patrons who come in here. So
we got a nice symbiotic relationship going on over here.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. The only thing, I just have to say, this is one of the things that I'm proud of. And the money that we raised, was it last year or a year before, where the library joined with Parks and Recreation,
mm-hmm.
and Parks and Recreation created like book stands.
The Story Walk.
And then the librarians take storybooks and they put them inside the stands, and then the parents and the children can walk around the path and read the stories, have conversations about the stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that that is one of the greatest things that we have ever done.
For sure.
And I hope that a lot of people use it.
And I know for a fact our outreach team changes that story every couple months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they go out and reshuffle the pages and, mm-hmm. And make sure that new stories are out there for your families to enjoy.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that is a big achievement.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Thank you both so much for joining us. We really appreciate you all.
Yes. Thank you for inviting us.
I'm sure we'll have you back again.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate your
time. You're welcome.
Just note, there is a book sale. You want to
April 20th and 21st.
Mm-hmm. That's right, coming up.
Come and get your discounted books.
Yeah. Out.
And then the following week
is Shred It, which we're also sponsoring. Uh-huh. So.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
So if you have papers that you need to get rid of, bring your boxes, your bags, whatever.
Nice spring cleaning. Yes.
Yeah. It's free. It's all free, folks. Mm-hmm.
It's all free.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beyond the Bookshelves is a public library podcast produced by the Scott County Public Library in Georgetown, Kentucky. Your hosts are marketing manager Minyoung Bowling and media coordinator Lucy Bell. Editing is done by the marketing team with special assistance from the technology department of Scott County Public Library. Our theme is Happy Day by Stock Audios on Pixabay Music. If you want to hear more about the Scott County Public Library, you can visit our website at www.scottpublib.org. Join us next time as we turn the page to Beyond the Bookshelves. See you next time.